From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Microsoft has completed a deal with Yahoo for an internet search partnership. The agreement ends years of back-and-forth negotiations. Yahoo CEO Carol Bartz announced the deal in a conference call with reporters this morning.
This deal won't happen overnight. We will work with regulators to ensure that they have the information and time necessary to evaluate the transaction. More broadly, we anticipate closing the deal by early 2010.
The agreement adds a potentially potent weapon to Microsoft's internet arsenal as the software maker prepares for an online assault against Google. Yahoo is teaming with Microsoft after years of financial delay. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is calling on Kurdish leaders to settle their differences with Iraq's central government. Gates met today in Erbil, northern Iraq, with Kurdish President Masoud Barzani. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is traveling with the secretary.
The Erbil meeting marked the end of a two-day unannounced visit to Iraq for Secretary Gates. The Pentagon now sees Kurdish-Arab tensions as the number one security concern in Iraq, even above the Sunni-Shia divide that has resulted in so much violence in recent years. A spokesman for Gates, Jeff Morrell, says Secretary Gates' message today to President Barzani was, "The clock is ticking on the U.S. military presence in Iraq, and Kurdish leaders should take advantage of U.S. help and resolve their disputes with Baghdad." Morrell says Secretary Gates delivered this same message in Baghdad to Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Incirlik Air Base, Turkey.
Search teams in the Turks and Caicos are still searching for dozens of Haitians missing after their overcrowded sailboat split apart on Monday. The U.S. Coast Guard says thus far, 15 bodies have been recovered. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman has this update.
Rescue crews assisted by the U.S. Coast Guard have resumed their hunt for the missing after their handmade vessel splintered on a reef, spilling nearly 200 migrants into rough seas. More than 100 survivors have been plucked out by rescue boats over the past 2 days. But officials caution that prospects for finding more survivors isn't good, considering the whipping winds and 6-foot seas. Rear Admiral Steve Branham is commander of the 7th Coast Guard District, based in Miami.
People take to the sea in rickety boats without any survival gear, without navigation equipment, and when the weather comes up or they hit a reef or things like that, in this case, bad things happen.
Turks and Caicos officials were moving quickly to send the ill-fated surviving migrants back to impoverished Haiti. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Prices are down in early trading on Wall Street. At this hour, the Dow is down by 36 points to 90.61. The Nasdaq is down 13 points to 19.63. This is NPR News. The National Transportation Safety Board is blaming bird strikes for the crash of a Cessna which killed 5 people outside an Oklahoma City airport in 2008. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross reports.
The NTSB released a report saying the crash, which killed the 2 pilots and 3 passengers, occurred when the small plane collided with one or more American white pelicans. The NTSB acting chairman Mark Rosenker says bird strikes are actually quite common.
It's just they rarely do enough damage to bring down an aircraft, whether through loss of power or whether through damage to the structure itself.
The report also uncovers charter operations, which should have been identified and discontinued by the Federal Aviation Administration, such as inadequate enforcement of wildlife and lack of material for pilots to avoid bird strikes. Rosenker says the NTSB is working with the FAA to avoid strikes in the future. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
The heat wave in the Pacific Northwest continues with more sweltering temperatures on the way. The National Weather Service says the temperature in Portland, Oregon reached a record 106 degrees yesterday. In Seattle, the temperature rose to 97 degrees, the hottest in more than a decade. A forecaster says Seattle could possibly reach an all-time high of 100 degrees today. Heat advisories have been issued throughout the region, which is unaccustomed to such swelter. A weather expert says a number of Portland buildings and homes don't have air conditioning. In one Washington city, the fire department had to open an air-conditioned training room to help people cool off. A shower was set up in a city park during the afternoon. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.